This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on April 26th, 2012. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on the agenda is the discussion of Draft Advisory Opinion 2012-12, Duncan Brands. And this morning we have a special guest and his children, who are really the special guests, Mr. William Miner, who's here representing Duncan Brands, and his daughters, Natalie and Georgia. Please join us. We have a presentation from Mr. Tony Buckley from the Office of General Counsel.
Thank you, Chair Hunter. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda document 12-25 contains a draft advisory opinion that responds to requests submitted on behalf of Duncan Brands Incorporated. Duncan Brands is a corporation that is a franchisor of two restaurant chains. It has a political action committee, which is a separate segregated fund. The PAC currently solicits and accepts contributions only from the executive and administrative personnel of Duncan Brands. And Duncan Brands asks if the PAC may solicit and accept contributions from the non-corporate franchisee licensees and from the executive and administrative personnel of the corporate franchisees and licensees. The draft concludes that the PAC may solicit and accept contributions as requested because the extent of control Duncan Brands maintains over its franchisees and licensees causes the entities to be affiliated within the meaning of the Acting Commission regulations. The Commission received no comments on the request or the draft. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Buckley. Mr. Miner, thank you for coming this morning. Could you tell us a little bit about your request and about Duncan Brands, your client?
Sure, I'd be glad to. And thank you very much for the invitation to come and to bring my daughters. We appreciate it. We weren't doing anything like this at our own firm, so this is a nice treat. So thank you. And maybe for the kids, just to say that Duncan Brands is a company, and I think everybody knows one thing they make, but they also do ice cream. And as we were driving in this morning, we were talking about the wonders of a single store that has both donuts and ice cream. And we should all be so lucky as to have them near us. They're one of my favorite clients, and sadly they don't pay us in ice cream or donuts, though. But I wish they did. And so Duncan Brands, like lots of different companies, has a PAC, a political action committee, because the law will not allow them to make contributions to candidates directly. And so instead they can ask their employees and people that are associated with them to give money, and then that money can be given to candidates to be involved in elections and policy and all the things that they care about. And so the question that we posed to the commission today is whether they could ask people who work at the restaurants and who own the restaurants if they can give, because Duncan Brands and each of those restaurants is owned by someone who lives nearby. Again, we were talking this morning about what fun it would be to own a Dunkin' Donuts. And so all the Dunkin' Donuts around the country, and there are actually 16,000 of them around the world, are owned by different people. And in order to do that, they apply to Dunkin' Brands, and they decide whether to give that person what they call a franchise. Really, a franchise is a chance to own a restaurant. And so if they give them that franchise, they have to agree to do lots of things. They have to serve the same donuts so that when you go to a Dunkin' Donuts here, it's got the same chocolate sprinkle donut that you want to have when you're someplace else, and all sorts of other requirements. And so the question we posed to the commission was whether Duncan Brands could ask the people who own those Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin-Robbins to give to this political action committee. So that's the gist of our request.
Thank you very much. Well put. Do any of the kids have any questions? Natalie or Georgia, do you have any questions for your dad or any questions for Mr. Miner? Byron, are you raising your hand? No? Okay. Just checking. Okay. Nevin, you're a really tall kid out there. Well, your request sounds reasonable to me, and I think we are inclined to support it. Let me see if my colleagues have any questions for you. Hearing none, is there a motion, Madam Vice Chair?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Mr. Minor, Georgia, Natalie. I move that we approve the answer to Duncan Brands as set forth in agenda document number 12-25, which will become advisory opinion 2012-12.
Thank you very much, Madam Vice Chair. All those in favor of the motion? Oh, Commissioner McGann?
I hate to spoil the fun. I just want to say I appreciated the request, particularly the chart. That was time well spent. The chart lays out all past AOs and broke down the franchise agreement, and I don't want to interject some law in this, but I wanted to put that on the record that I thought it made our job much easier, and for others looking for answers to AOs, this is a very good model to follow because it makes our life much easier.
Thanks. Mr. Miner was talking about the law.
No, he was.
Okay. You wanted to elaborate. Got it.
I didn't have anything else to say, so I just had to try to cram in there with my abrupt segue. Sorry.
Got it.
Thank you.
So for the benefit of Georgia and Natalie, what he was saying is that your dad did a good job.
Yes. Thank you. That's exactly the right translation. Sure.
We're also saying to the client that it was money well spent.
Money well spent.
We're really going to keep it real.
Thank you.
Yes. Everybody wins. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? The motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much. Good job, everybody.
Guys. You're going to applaud all the councils.
Thank you for coming. We're going to take a brief recess, and the children are going to go have a snack in the fourth floor conference room. Thank you for coming, everyone.